ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. In suburban Minneapolis, three first responders killed on Sunday when they tried to stop a domestic dispute. ABC's Alex Perez has more.
We're all grieving, and we're going to do it together.
Police called to the scene about 2 a.m. Sunday, where they say the shooter was barricaded inside with his family, including seven children. After an hours-long standoff, police determining the suspect died by suicide. The children found safe.
Much of the state of California getting hit by one of those atmospheric rivers. It's bringing wind, snow, strong wind. Brief tornadoes are possible today in the Sacramento Valley. The mother of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny says she has been turned down when she tried to get access to her son's body. She's traveled to Siberia near the penal colony where Navalny died, but was denied custody of the remains. Another grim milestone in the Middle East, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. More than 29,000 Palestinians have been killed since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers signs new legislative district maps into law today over the objections of many of his fellow Democrats. Republicans maintain they won't sue to keep the new Evers maps from going into effect until after this fall's elections.
I don't know what mischievous thing we're doing here. Well, we could sue regardless on anything, but I don't know how you sue when there's not a decision.
Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu on WISN-TV's Up Front. Today is President's Day. As a federal holiday, banks, post offices, and other organizations are closed. The holiday was started in 1879 to celebrate George Washington's birthday, but by the late 20th century, Americans have been marking the day to honor all the nation's presidents. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Voting is now open for which movie should be shown at Downtown Duluth's Movies in the Park series this year. To participate in the voting, visit the Downtown Duluth Facebook page and like your top 8 choices out of the 14 available movies. The movies include classics like Back to the Future and new movies just out of theaters like Barbie and Wonka. Voting for the movies will close by March 8th, and the winners will be shown for free in Leif Erickson Park every Friday around sunset from July 12th to August 30th. In addition to the $10 million in federal funding to replace the air traffic control tower at the Duluth International Airport, officials also announced that Two Harbors Helgeson Municipal Airport would receive federal funding. The airport will receive just over $1.1 million to construct a new terminal, replacing the existing terminal, which is just 640 square feet. The terminal was constructed in 1976 and has not been updated in over 40 years. Funding for the project will also be provided through the Airport Terminal Program. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks' Damian Lillard named All-Star MVP. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The East beat the West in the annual NBA All-Star game by a ridiculous final score of 211 to 186, a new all-time record high. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard becoming the first player to win both the three-point competition and MVP.
It's definitely one of those things where people are going to look at the game and say they don't play defense, and some people don't take the competition serious. But for me, it was just a break from the season and an opportunity for me to just be successful at something.
Baseball veterans reporting to Brewers spring training camp, including their new first baseman, Rhys Hoskins, who signed with the club after leaving the Phillies. A week later, the Brewers traded pitcher Corbin Burns to Baltimore. His reaction.
Anytime you lose a bona fide ace in this game, Corbin Burns, and he's really, really good, but, you know, an opportunity for some of the younger guys to step up.
That's Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 42 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 27 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45. On Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
At 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, Calvin, I've got to figure out a way to use my brain the way Donald Trump uses his. you want to respond to
what that? What would be the advantages of that, Earl?
Well, let me ask you. Did you buy Jordan sneakers when you were in school?
I might have had a pair of Jordans, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, right? I mean, wearing sneakers, high-priced sneakers, that was it, man. As young boys and even girls, it was a status symbol. And so, you know, you had some Nikes. In my day, it was, I don't know if it was so much. It was actually before that kind of thing came out. And if we had some Pumas, you ever hear Pumas?
Yeah, Pumas are making a little bit of a comeback.
Oh, they got
some new basketball players signed to them.
Yeah, so we had some. If you had a pair of Pumas, you were in the in crowd, man. I think the tennis shoes that I craved the most as a young boy that I couldn't get were called Converse. And they were Converse All-Stars. They were little cloth kind of tennis shoes. You had some of those?
I'd never had them, but they were kind of a style.
Yeah, yeah, they were a style as a young boy, and I could never get any. I remember they cost $9.99 back when I was in grade school and middle school, and $9.99 was a king's ransom. Excuse me. And so my parents could never buy me those, and I would be watching the other people who could walk around with their Converse All-Stars cloth tennis shoes. So here's what I'm talking about. So Donald Trump, Calvin, you got to give him credit, man. He uses that brain of his, and it's always scheming, right? He's always figuring out an angle. He's just been fined $355 million, Calvin, that he has to pay, right? And he knows, hey, man, I'm not paying $355 million, not out of my pocket. But I got some people who will follow me to hell with a gasoline jacket on. So what can I do? I know I've got to pay $355 million. They're not going to let me get away. I'm not going to use my own money to pay it. So what's the scheme I can come up with? So, Calvin, there's a new sneaker. New sneakers on the market. They're called Donald Trump sneakers. You haven't seen that?
I have. They are, they're ugly.
So you don't think that they're anything you would want?
Even if they weren't Donald Trump, I would not want them.
So, are you aware that they're selling from thousands of dollars up to $7,500? And they're selling out. Calvin, they're selling out. Man, what is it? I said, man, I've got to figure out a better way to use my brain. Because as you stated, they're ugly, right?
Yeah, they're like all gold with some like red, white, and blue accents. I don't know.
And a T on the side for Trump. And that's $7,500 a pair. And Calvin, they sold out. I don't get it, man. It's kind of scary, right? As you stated, man, they sold them out just like that.
Yeah, I don't know. There's maybe people. I'm hoping some people bought them as a joke, but that is a lot of money to throw up for a joke.
They didn't buy them as a joke. They believe in him, and he knows. Hey, oh, I forgot to tell you, he's got a GoFundMe page. Did you know that?
It doesn't surprise me.
Man, Donald Trump has a GoFundMe page, and I guarantee you, there'll be people who will be looking to fund him, and he will get. Pounds, I mean, just mountains and mountains and mountains of money because he put together a GoFundMe page. I don't know. I'll tell you a guy who probably, you know, has either bought the tennis shoes or he's given some money to the GoFundMe page, Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing?
Well, now, wait a minute. I don't I don't have $4,500 laying around, but I'll tell you this, for those who bought them, and I guarantee you.
$7,500.
Okay, $7,500 for a pair of Trump sneakers. I guarantee you, if not half or less, are Trump supporters. I think the novelty of that, and if you live long enough and you're on an Antiques Roadshow in a half a century from now, I don't know if you'll break even, but there'll be a collectible for sure. There'll be a collectible. But what gets me is he sold out of all those sneakers. How can they say there's a recession? There can't be a recession if all these people can buy these sneakers at 75. There's no way there's a recession. Because as a whole, most of Trump's supporters are not people that drive Audis
of means,
Mercedes,
right?
I guarantee it.
They
just aren't.
You know, Bill, it does. There are two different ways to look at it, and clearly, there are people who love him, and they love him so much that the warts don't matter. They just are going to do whatever it takes they love this man so much. They, you know, they, and in some instances, they love him more than Christ. And I know this is blasphemous, but, you know, you kind of, you look at it. And so all of these things that he's been sued for, and he's had to pay all this money, he's got all these attorneys, that money's, did you know, Bill, that money's not coming out of his pocket. That money's coming out of the American people's pockets who support him. He says, I need money, they give it to him.
Well, how about, is he going to help out his buddy, the Pillow Man? Is he going to help out Rudy? Those guys are all broke. Come on. This fund should be, you know, these guys need billions and billions. Trump's going to run out. He's going to run out. I promise you, he's going to run out. He knows he ran out already.
Well, he's not going to run out of money because he can figure out, as I said, he uses his brain well. And so what do you think the next thing he's going to create? If he thought, hey, let's do some tennis shoes, and people lined up and bought them out, what else can he come up with next, Bill, that, you know, maybe a Trump light bulb, right? Got a T on the light bulb, you know? He also created at the same time Trump perfume and Trump cologne. That just came out on the market. So, you know, he's a different kind of guy. Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. Did you get your pair? Girl. Did you reserve your pair?
They were sold out before I had a chance. there was an auction, and this guy was proudly displaying his shoes that were signed by Donald Trump, and he spent $9,000 on them. And, you know, which obviously means that Bidenomics must be working great. Because if he can afford a $9,000 pair of ugly, ugly shoes, well, you know, he's got to have more money. I also saw a meme that Biden should come out, and they had a mock-up of what his shoe would look like. And it says JB on the tongue, and it's actually a nice-looking shoe. and I was thinking, you know, that should be a slogan. And he can only sell them for, like, you know, $80 or $100, and it could be a slogan with, you know, I can offer my shoes for less money because I am not $500 million in debt.
Hey, Tom, are you gonna put some money in the GoFundMe site for Donald Trump?
No, because also the GoFundMe, that money will be returned to the people because it cannot be used for him to get out of his legal debt.
Is that what they've said?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you would have thought that they would have vetted that before they did it, right?
Well, I think those things just go online, and then when they get around to it, they will say, no.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show. Your thoughts.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
Did you know there was a time when African Americans couldn't buy their own homes? In 1948, the Supreme Court ruled the ban on selling property to black buyers was unconstitutional. Yet black people still couldn't purchase homes in white neighborhoods. The Fair Housing Act in 1968 ended this type of discrimination. but there's still work to do. Today, only 40% of black populations own their own homes. Listen for another Black History Story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go back to the phone lines. And Tim from Eclaire. Good morning to you, Tim. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Okay, thanks for taking my call. I don't know if anybody noticed it, but over the weekend there was a couple articles. One of them was in Politico, and I can't remember where the other one was, but you know how for years that Republicans have said that climate change is a hoax and stuff, and it's, you know, just a big farce. Well, Senator Bill Cassidy and some others now, Biden is going to stop selling natural gas to like China and some of these countries, and they're all upset. They say, well, this is going to it's going to hurt these countries overseas that are fighting climate change, and that the people on the West Coast are, you know, going to be possibly having asthma attacks for this. So they've just admitted now that they believe in climate change. I got one other point. Is one a Clay Hickman from Arizona is not going to run for re-election because of all the death threats and stuff that he says he's been getting. You watch and see now that the Republicans will say that the people that are threatening them are actually Democrats and into whatever that was, you know, that one intifada or whatever, I don't know. But they're going to turn around and say it's that the Democratic people that are doing all this.
Well, so,
that's all I have
well,
to say.
Well, let me say this to you, Tim. Hang on a second. It is unconscionable what has transpired over, you know, the last 5 years, and death threats being made to elected officials. They're not coming from Democrats. They're coming from MAGA people. And those MAGA, not all, but that's where they're coming from. And when there are threats made to FBI agents, there are threats made to radio talk show hosts, there are threats made to anybody who does not agree with MAGA. I don't know how much longer we should accept that. You know, when you want to continuously talk about law and order, you know, Donald Trump is the law and order guy. And Donald Trump is the guy who's going to be tough on crime. Hey, man, when the people who support you are making death threats, that's not crime. That's not a crime. And you don't speak out against that? You know, Tim, I don't follow that. I don't understand that. And why those who are MAGA folk who know that their brethren are using this don't call them out on it, right? I mean, and just continue to act as if this is not taking place. All right, Tim. Thank you very much for the call. You know, I'll tell you, we have come to a point in this election cycle. And I really, to be honest, I try to stay away today from anything that, you know, would take us down that slippery slope once again. But I could not, when you see that a man that claims to be as wealthy as Donald Trump is on a GoFundMe page. I just think that's so ironic, right? I'm a billionaire. But that he would stoop to GoFundMe. GoFundMe was basically set up for people who were in difficult circumstances based on something horrific that happened to them or their family members, their loved ones, and they would have to figure out, I don't have enough money to bury my loved one, or my loved one is hospitalized, and I don't have the money to do that. And I remember when GoFundMe first came out and people did some really great things with GoFundMe. Calvin, you ever give any money to GoFundMe?
Not that I can remember off the top of my head, but I know what you're talking about with them definitely being a positive impact, at least where they started.
Yeah, I mean, that's where GoFundMe came from. And I do know that people have done some really good things. You know, one of the things that I'm definitely going to be talking about as we move forward with the program is, you know, random acts of kindness. You know, when you give money to a GoFundMe page, that's a random act of kindness. We need more of that, not less of it. And so as a person who does random acts of kindness, you really don't realize the impact that it has on your life, the positive impact that helping somebody has on you, not only the person themselves. And so, you know, you don't have to look very far. I don't care where you live. I don't care, you know, what your stature in life is. You don't have to look very far to find somebody in need of something. I don't care if it's a conversation. And so we need more of that. Celebrate the power of good deeds. You know, that's what needs to happen more in our country. And it's not, you know, a difficult thing to do. We're going to talk about that more after news, weather, and sports.
Come on in. Baby,
get down on it,
get on it,
get down on it,
shine, never, 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 never. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall, dance, come on, get your back up off the wall, dance, come on, get down on it,
come on.
Everybody, it's Todd Alba, Monday noon to 3. Could you go all day without looking at your cell phone? We'll discuss on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Watchdogs say it's a new day for Wisconsin state government as Governor Evers signs new legislative district maps into law. Yuseli Flores is with the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition. She says Fair Maps will give more people a chance to run for office in marginalized districts.
Folks that might not have millions of dollars in the bank that are running because they're tired of big money politics.
Good government groups say lawmakers will also be more responsive to more constituents. The man accused of killing a couple of newlyweds at a bar in Elkhorn is charged with two counts of homicide and several other crimes. Witnesses say Thomas Rout was at the Sports Page bar on February 1st when he stood up and fired his gun. The bullets killed Emerson and Gina Weingart. Bail was set at $2 million. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Superior school officials are raising concerns about the future of the school safety office. According to Superintendent Amy Starzecki, the program was funded by a COVID-era stimulus package that is set to run out this year. Despite about $500,000 of funding being reallocated to the program from the state legislature, it could be facing significant cuts. One of those cuts could include the 24/7 tip line that allows parents, students, and staff to report concerns. A number of bills have been proposed to add funding. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced it will be sending out EV hybrid stickers soon. Under a new law, current owners of electric and hybrid vehicles are required to put the EV stickers on their license plate to identify the car as electric or hybrid. The goal is to make it easier for first responders to identify if they're handling an electric vehicle in emergencies. Electric or hybrid car owners should receive their stickers by June, and all future electric or hybrid cars will also be required to get the sticker. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Music legend and Beach Boys founder Brian Wilson's health has deteriorated following the death of his wife, Melinda, who died at age 77 last month. The New York Post reports that Wilson will be placed under conservatorship. Two family members have been assigned to look after the 81-year-old musical genius. Milwaukee Bucks fans and fans of the Greek Freak are in for a treat today. Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, drops tonight on Amazon Prime. The film, directed by 30 for 30 director Kristen Lapis, chronicles the hoop star's humble beginnings in Africa to his family's move to Athens, Greece, and eventually Milwaukee, and follows him all the way through the Bucks' 2021 NBA championship. In case you're wondering, yes, it was hard to write this without saying his last name, which scares me. Antetokounmpo. Satisfied? Break a leg tonight, Giannis. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 42 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 27 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45. On Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
Thank you.
passion for love. Telling him I'm sincere and that there's nothing too good for us.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Calvin, we got artificial intelligence on the line. Is that who that is? Oh, no, that's Al. Hey, Al, what's going on, man?
You see how your brain screws up sometimes? This President's Day, I'm the president, and I'm sitting at my desk at work.
Hey, Al. You got any complaints about the music?
No, the music is getting good. It's getting, waking me up every day. That's what I was trying to say. All of that. I'm just talking about, now, here it is. Nobody told me it was President's Day, and since I'm the president, I wasn't supposed to work today. So I'm sitting at my desk.
So I thought you were calling because you were trying to get the number to donate to, you know, Donald Trump's GoFundMe page, or that you wanted to buy one of his $7,500 pair of tennis shoes.
See, you talking about Converse, them old shoes that we had.
Yeah.
We used to buy tennis shoes. You could get two pair for $5.
I know, man.
Back when I was a kid.
So my mother...
They were red flyers, and they would last. They last about 2 weeks. That's why they got two pair for $5.
So I'm from a family of 13, and there used to be a place called a discount store, and that's where we got our tennis shoes. You know, where they would pour the rubber into a mold and stamp out the shoe, right? Like you said, and you know, $2.50. But yeah.
But I'm saying, you know, they got two pair for $5 back then, and we played on the playground in Detroit. And by the time we got done in 2 weeks, we had to go get some new shoes.
Hey, Al, let me ask you, man. I was talking about random acts of kindness. I know you live your life in that manner. You're a servant, man. If people only knew, right, what you get out of that. It's not just the person, but man, what you get out of doing something to uplift and help somebody, man, you know, it gives your life more value than adding, I don't know how many more digits to your bank account. You know, I think sometimes we look at the world through the wrong prism, Al, and I think that what we do is we spend our lives trying to get things. And the real essence of what the life is all about is helping somebody else.
Girl, let me say it this way. After all of what I saw in the streets of Detroit, in Chicago, in New York, when I was a kid, and all of the stuff I saw in Vietnam, I do more to give than I do to get. I'm comfortable in my life financially to the point where I don't have any great need. Of course, I want to work and I want to get paid for my work, but the point is that's not as important as what I can do for others. And helping people to sustain themselves and help raise their children so I don't have to see all these children dying in the streets. That's more important to me than anything I get.
You know, Al, I got a call the other day from a clergy person. And they said to me, there's a person who knows a young boy who's 11 years old, and he's been kicked out of the last two schools. And we heard that you know, kind of do some things to help young people. And I said, well, you know, first off, I'm never too busy to not have a conversation with somebody, especially a young person who's headed down the wrong path. And they said, well, this young man is a good student, but he's frustrated and he's angry. And the first thing I said, well, where does he live? He lives on 11th and Locust. For those who don't know, in the city of Milwaukee, who don't know, that's a very, very impoverished and unsafe area. And so the reason I asked her the question was, you kind of know, right? Well, you know, they've been living out of a car. Man, there are people who are struggling in this society that many people don't see and they don't know. And children are caught up in that vice. And so children do some crazy things. That young boy doesn't understand why he's living in those conditions in the wealthiest nation on earth. He's 11 years old. He's angry because of the way he lives. And so when we look at all those things, Al, and you see it time and time and time again, conditions produce what happens to young people. Is it safe to say that?
And I'm a witness to that because that's how I grew up. My parents died when I was 4 and 5 years old. That's why I grew up in the streets, in the street gang, because that's where I was living, and that's who took care of me. And so I have been in that situation, and what the young man is dealing with is anger because he doesn't understand the why. Right. He doesn't understand why there's nobody there for him because there's somebody there for everybody else he knows. I went through that myself, and I was a very angry person as a child, and I wanted everybody to hurt like I was hurting. So being big and strong, I inflicted pain on a whole lot of people.
You know,
that's part of the problem.
You know, random acts of kindness. Take a couple minutes out of your busy day and look around you. You don't have to look far. You can look inside your own family and see people who are hurting, who sometimes all they need is a kind word. What does it cost you? You know, we spend a lot of time worrying about ourselves, Al, right? We're making sure that everything that we need or want is taken care of. You know, and we can never satisfy all of our wants, can we, Al? I would love to have a Bentley, right? I mean, I would love to have a Bentley, but chances are I won't have one.
That's a pipe dream.
I know.
The point is, you know, the deal is we have to stop thinking that wealth is focused on material things and money. That's not wealth.
No.
Wealth is relationships with people and trying to make other people as equal to or better than we are, especially our children.
You know, Al, Ed, and I'm so respectful of you because I see myself in you. And if I want to keep going like you continue to, you don't have to. at your age and the work that you've put in, you continue to do it every day. That's what I want to be. I want to continue doing that, this kind of work, and making a difference in the lives of somebody else, because it's invaluable. And so you can sleep good at night, right?
That's right. Every day.
Yeah.
I've helped raise 7 children, 5 of my biological children and 2 others, and they're all successful in life, and they're well-educated, because that's what I insisted upon in my home, because I didn't have a home. I slept in cardboard boxes. I ate out of garbage cans.
As a young boy.
I had to beat the rats to the food. I used to hang out behind restaurants and wait for them to throw the food away and beat the rats to get to the food. The deal is, don't nobody owe you nothing if you don't put no work into it. You gotta get out there and work for yourself and make a life out of what is given to you by God. It ain't about what somebody else owes you, because they don't owe you nothing.
Hey, Al, thank you very much for the call, as always. You know, random acts of kindness, we need more of that. And the more we have random acts of kindness, the less people will be in need. The less chance that somebody's going to hit you in the head for something you have. Human beings have needs. All human beings have needs. And some, unfortunately, are born into conditions. You know, I was reading this article. I was going to get to it, and I might as well, you know, incorporate it right now, because I want to talk about it a little bit on the other side. And that's this unconscionable way in this country that we look at things. Unconscionable criminal justice bills could fuel soaring incarceration rates in Louisiana. So this lock them up mentality in this nation. We have more people locked up than anybody else all over the world. Again, we only make up 4% of the population. But lock them up. Lock them up. And so somehow, as if locking people up is going to prevent other people from committing crimes. It's not. It never has, and it never will. But in this nation, we look at it from a different perspective. 844-967-2789. You tune into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Are you ready to be well? Be Well Nutrition is buzzing into your community, creating a healthy hub just for you. Indulge in our delicious shakes, tantalize your taste buds with our refreshing teas, and explore a world of other wholesome options to fuel your well-being. At Be Well Nutrition, we're not just a destination, we're a lifestyle. Join us in cultivating health and happiness together. Be Well Nutrition, where goodness meets great taste. Visit us today and be the best version of you.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. And I'm talking about our nation that somehow thinks that we are going to lock people up who commit crimes, and somehow by locking people who commit crimes up, we're going to eradicate crime in our society. Wrong. Wrong. And yet we continue to say we're voting for people who are going to address crimes. I am so and so is gonna eradicate crimes. We're gonna stop the people from committing crimes, and that's why I'm voting for them, because he's gonna lock people up. Nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing could be as misplaced as people who believe that we lock them up after they commit crimes. Something happens to people who commit crimes. There's some breakdown in their family life, in their spirits, that lead them down that path. And so, is there an answer? Is there a solution? Well, the best way is to look at the lives that so many people live or are forced to live in this society. My focus has been and always will be on young children. Young children grow up to be older children, and then they grow up to be adults. And when we totally ignore the conditions of so many young children in the society, we set ourselves up for those children to wind up becoming adults and kind of doing the things that they are doing. They're crying out for us to address their pain and their situations. And we ignore them. Well, because we can't afford them. We can't afford those issues that create environments, that create attitudes and ideas of children who wind up becoming adults. We can't afford to help children like that. But we can afford to build bigger and better weapons of mass destruction. It's clearly a choice that is being made in our nation, and one that I would, in my opinion, is the wrong one. think we need to be more concerned about what's happening inside of our own nation. If you're afraid and you live in fear in the United States of America, something is wrong with those who control the United States of America. You shouldn't ever be fearful in a nation like this. No, you should never be fearful of anything that happens in this kind of a nation. But when we don't understand and when we don't see that what happens to somebody as a young child, and you don't have to be a psychiatrist or a psychologist to know the impact of that on young minds. We see it. We see people dying of fentanyl overdose. We don't understand why young people are taking fentanyl. We don't understand why young people are looking to escape. You know, taking fentanyl is an escape. What are they trying to escape from? And it's not, to be quite honest with you, it isn't always some, you know, poor person who is, you know, engaged in taking fentanyl. Some pretty well-off families are suffering from that same reality. But, you know, you can give children too much. And the more you give them, sometimes the things that they need the most, you don't give them, and that's your time. I know what I'm talking about. A child requires your time. But many times we're too busy. We're making sure that we give them the best place to live in. You know, the best clothes to wear. Send them to the best schools. When all they really needed and all they really wanted was you. I'm not perfect. I never said I was. But I do know some things based on the work that I've done over the last 30 years. Engage with helping people. I got a PhD in random acts of kindness every day of my life. We all can do that. Doesn't take much. Thank all of you who took the time out. Really appreciate it. Gotta go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Up next, Greg Bach, Jane Matinere. Matinere on air. Calvin, thank you as always. See you guys later.
Smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. International reaction coming into the sudden death of Alexei Navalny last week. Western leaders